Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. Makwe Maselela from Maselela Fund Managers is our regular guest. Makwe, good evening to you. Let's start with September inflation. Numbers out a little bit later this week, and there is a sense that it might surprise us on the downside.
Yeah, definitely we expect all that. And evening to you and to the listeners. Remember, in August, it was 4.4%, and that's very comfortably below the preferred midpoint of 4.5%. As we all know that the Reserve Bank's target is 3 to 6%. So at 4.4, that's comfortably below that 4.5. And since that, we've been having petrol prices coming down. So it's true to have those kind of expectations that will continue to see our inflation going down. But unfortunately, this is something that can be very volatile. But yeah, September should confirm that our inflation is under control. And most probably we can continue to expect interest rate cuts come November when the Reserve Bank have their meeting.
But Makwe, on the downside though of concern would be food prices, which have started picking up.
Yeah, and unfortunately, those are factors beyond our control. We know that petrol continues to play a very critical role, or diesel when it comes to farmers, when it comes to transportation thereof. So, but if you look into our PPI as well, which is the producer price inflation, it has always been going down as well. Hopefully, maybe it will catch up, you know, later to reflect a serious downtrend when it comes to CPI. But the problem with food, it's all because of this dry weather, the drought caused by El Nino, and there's nothing much we can do when it comes to that. But we don't expect the food prices to continue to be at those elevated levels for a longer period of time. At some point, they also have to start trickling down. And it's not just because of the El Nino, it's also because of the cost of this raw materials, raw wheat, stuff like that, continue to go up as well. And that has an impact when it comes to food prices.
Makwe, on the global stage, it is an important week. The International Monetary Fund's annual meeting takes place in Washington, in fact, starting today. And obviously, as well, the group of 20 finance ministers and central bank governors, the meeting of those two groups will be held on the sidelines. We're also expecting the IMF's World Economic Outlook to be released sometime tomorrow. This is a very important event because it gives global direction. But from that global direction, we will get a sense, perhaps, of what we need to worry about.
Definitely. And I think the most important thing is that countries will try to debate how to navigate this low growth and high debt. We have seen that IMF already has warned that our debt, the global debt, will get to almost 93% of the global economy. We are talking just over $100 trillion. So it's a very important thing to discuss that we are not growing. As a result, we've got more debt. So how are we going to repay that debt? And that can cause a serious crisis if it doesn't get to be managed. And also remember, they've also downgraded the economic forecast for 2024 and 2025, not the with a big number. It was just marginally so, but that emphasized the fact that economies won't be growing. But remember, tomorrow now you also have Russia hosting a summit of BRICS leaders from Tuesday. That is, the guys are trying to get support when it comes to the standoff with the West. And these leaders, we know that we now lately include your Egypt, your UAE, your Saudi Arabia. They account for a third of global economic output. I'm mentioning that to say it's very interesting that all these important meetings are happening in the very same week.
I want to focus on two stories now on the importance of partnership. And let's start with Tiger Brands. We know it's the country's biggest food company, and it's calling now for partnership with local farmers to deal with food security difficulties and to decrease dependence on imported raw materials. Why is this important? And one's also going to ask the question, I guess, is why now is the food insecurity or food security debate coming to the fore?
And I think the guys that don't want to allow a crisis to go to waste, because this is something that should have been done long time ago. But since we've been having drought issues, as we mentioned earlier, since we've been having some supply chain disruptions, started during COVID times, and we've seen with the Russia-Ukraine issue and also with the Middle East crisis, that supply chain can easily be disrupted. So now that ultimately gets prices to go up, so you want to get things to be localized, and some of the countries are more worried about national security. So you need to get everything, if you can, you know, to be localized. Hence, the guys say that we can see that there's a possibility of having some food shortage later on, the increase when it comes to raw materials. But if we have it all here back home, then we know we don't have trade issues, then it's easy to control. But you are right, this is something that should have been discussed long time ago, because the local farmers, who are they producing for? They should be producing for the local market, and some of the things they can sell directly, but some they have to sell to these big companies as part of raw materials. And I think the biggest concern here continues to be the likes of your wheat and your white beans.
I'm going to get back to food in just a moment, but on the partnership theme, I also read today that Vodacom is looking for more mobile virtual network operators. It would want to add this to its list of wholesale customers, particularly targeting a banking client, all of this in a bid to expand its offering. And it's interesting to see how companies like Vodacom have moved so rapidly into that fintech space.
It's very important. We know the guys have a partnership with Mr. Price, but here it's a question of numbers, the economies of scale, that you are able to have so many people that you are able to sell to, and that to bodes well for them. And I think that's the way to go, because if now you look into the bank's customers, you are talking serious volumes. So it's very important that it makes sense for them to be able to target somebody like a bank. And you are right, you know, these mobile companies are no longer mainly about people communicating. They are more of fintech companies. I mean, some of them, they even have partnership with your insurance companies trying to cross-sell to each other. So I think if Vodacom gets this right, it will be a good thing for them. And we had one of the banks reporting some other day, you know, Capitec, showing that they've increased revenue coming from their value-added services. That is, you know, the likes of selling airtime, electricity, stuff like that. So I think cross-selling continues to be very critical.
And back to food, finally, I see Pick and Pay share price is down almost another percent today, R26.18 a share. Friday, it warned Makwe about a widening loss in interim earnings. Shares then plunged by as much as 3%. The company is jettisoning a lot of non-performing assets, but one gets the sense that this is a very long journey, which has only just started, and a lot more pain to come.
Definitely. And I think the guys are trying to clean up as much as they can as they continue to close those shops, and mainly our corporate and franchise stores. And that's, I think, ahead of the separate listing of Boxer, which continues to be their star performer. And that's the one that continues to increase sales. And yes, the retailer revealed that we should expect another poor performance when they release their first half of 2025 financial year. And then they should be released, I think, on the 28th of October or so. And you look into the headline loss per share and diluted headline loss per share will increase by anything between 20% and 30%. The guys, we know they've been having trouble not being able to cope with other competitors, but they're busy trying to implement their turnaround strategy.
Just in fairness to Pick and Pay, though, I see that ShopRite's share price is also almost down by a percent today, R283.11. So generally, the retailers on the JSE on the back foot slightly today.
Definitely. And it's a question of what people now expect going forward. Remember, we are more driven by consumer demand, and that accounts for almost 60% of our economy. So if consumers continue to be under strain, then unfortunately that doesn't bode well for all these retailers.
We'll talk again next week. That's Makwe Maselela from Maselela Fund Managers. Always joins us on the program on a Monday. Appreciate your time tonight, and good night to you.
Good night.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.